Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We're here today to discuss what you do when you are feeling certain emotions. So here we go. What do you do when you feel stressed or anxious, angry or frustrated, disappointed or sad, or overwhelmed? Who would like to start first?
Catherine. My psychiatrist has prescribed pills for me to take when I get too anxious. So I take half of one after dinner, and I usually go to sleep.
Okay.
But that usually shuts my day to hell.
Okay, I see what you're saying. And what about other emotions, like being angry or frustrated, disappointed?
I freeze up. It's like I have a zipper on my mouth.
So you don't have an approach to alleviate that?
No, I don't.
Okay. Anybody else have something to say about how they react? Heidi?
When I feel anxious or stressed, I do my devotions in the morning. And I have fallen asleep. It quieted me down so much.
That's great. A good relaxation.
Yes. And other ways, I have a bath or I listen to Swiss music, which always relaxes me.
Fantastic. Anybody else? James?
I get out of the room.
Okay.
And I go for a walk.
You go for a walk?
Yeah.
No matter what emotion you're feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds like me.
Because my family has a lot of anger. When we have anger, and they don't control it very well.
Okay.
So I've learned to control my anger by just absenting myself from the room. And
okay, so you remove yourself from the situation.
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Christos?
With all the emotions, I love to cook and have the radio on. It relaxes me and puts me in a nice, joyful mood. And I get away from everything. It helps me quite a bit with a nice, mellow music. It really relaxes me.
So you create an atmosphere that is very relaxing for you, and also that calms you down, and it's something that you're interested in as well.
Yes, Lena.
Great. And how about you, Lisa?
I know when I'm stressed or anxious, I have to get out of the house, clear my mind. Angry or frustrated, I give myself a good cry. I just cry it out. And the same thing with disappointment or sad, I cry it out. When I'm overwhelmed, I go to a good friend's house. She's a good listener, and she helps me solve what I'm going through at that moment.
Et puis toi, Suzanne?
Me, when I'm feeling anxious, I have hopelessly, I have a bad way. Sometimes I have the habit to eat a little more. But apart of that, when I'm feeling sick or angry and tired or something like this, I go in the living room and I see my bird and my fish. That relaxes me. Just looking at my fish swimming, it relaxes me. And apart of that, when I'm angry at someone, I phone and I tell the truth to the person, but nicely. And she's accept that. My friend accepts the way I think.
That's great. Good way to get your feelings out, to put things up front.
Yeah.
It's great.
Thanks.
And Alain?
When the pressure is too high, I go to my room. When I feel tired and exhausted, I go to my room and take it easy.
Okay.
Other things, call a friend, my sister, my brother.
So do you have the same reaction to all these difficult emotions that you can experience?
Yeah.
Frustrated, angry?
Yeah. I do, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Mark? What do you do when you get angry or overwhelmed or anxious?
Go to my room and rest.
Okay, good. Very good. So we've covered a lot of information about what to do and how to react to our difficult emotions. Does anybody else have anything to add to this?
I just thought about when I create the photo manipulations on Photoshop, So that usually makes me focus right out of negative emotion. You know, I get into a fantasy headspace.
Excellent. So you use distraction as a brain tool to get over these emotions.
Yeah, when it gets overwhelming, I get out of that, and or I knit.
Okay, great. Good pastime. Very relaxing.
Yeah.
I feel that way myself when I'm knitting.
So do I. I knit also. When I'm not too tired, it relaxes me a lot, knitting.
Yeah, it's good.
There's many things we can do by knitting, a lot of things.
That's for sure. So thank you one and all. This has been a good discussion, and hope you have a rest of a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Catherine. I'm a translator for Up House. You are listening to Radio Up at www.radio-up.org.